Okay, so last week we talked about doing a weekly workshop, right? We talked about starting again with the offer. And so this week we're going to be talking about building a product snowball and getting traffic to your product launches. And that's where we want to start. And remember, the product snowball means that you're launching on a regular basis, that you're not just doing weekly workshops, giving away free information. Yes, you should be doing that. Yes, that provides you visibility. Yes, that's going to bring you traffic. Yes, that's going to help you to create content. All of those things are true. But you should also be monetizing on a regular basis, and you've got to get traffic to those product launches. Otherwise, what's going to happen is that, you know, you will have, I mean, you'll definitely have currency in the marketplace, but what you don't want to have is you won't want to have a bunch of products that you get to the end of the year that you've produced and you've sold maybe a few copies, and then you've got to discount it there at the end of the year to kind of make it worth your while. Do what you can to get traffic to all of your product launches as we go. And we're going to talk about that here in this session so that, you know, your product snowball is really going to snowball. You're going to get a few customers with this product launch. You're going to get a few more with the next one, a few more with the next one. Because with each successive product launch, some of the people that bought your last launch is going to buy the next one. And then some of the people that bought those two are going to buy the third one. And you want to keep snowballing so that you get new customers that buy for different reasons, but they're all buying from you. And so you want to keep, and the only way to keep doing that, keep momentum and keep your face in front of people without having to perform for them, is to launch. In some cases, some of the time, you know, that you may be spending trying to be visible, all those things are valid, but trying to be visible and producing something for sale are two different things. And so if you can produce something for sale, that's visibility. And I hope to be able to convince you of that over the next few minutes. You need dependent traffic. Dependent traffic is there for you. Dependent traffic depends on the activity of other people. And so when we start talking about that, we're talking about having other people send you traffic, whatever they're doing to make it happen for you. And it's a good way to get started generating leads. You find people that are in your marketplace who have your customer base in their customer base, and they're going to send you traffic in exchange typically for some kind of referral fee or some kind of, let's say, affiliate commission. And the way that you attract those people that want to do that for you is to do repeat launches. You need to do those because when you approach someone about doing or about sending or about recommending your particular product launch, they're not always going to have time to promote you. They're not always going to have the inclination to promote you. They're not always going to have the will to promote you. And it just may not be a good time for them. It may be a good time for you to launch. And it's typically always going to be a good time for you to launch. It just may not be a good time for someone else to promote you. And so when you're doing a product snowball, you have a measure of independence. What I mean by that is you don't have to change launch dates because affiliates can't promote you on a certain date. You don't want to be in that habit, and you don't want to shortchange what it is you're doing just because an affiliate cannot participate with you or a group of affiliates cannot participate with you. You can't wait on those things, and you can't say to the marketplace, hey, I'm going to push this all the way back for another month because these affiliates are going to be available to promote me. If you do that, you'll be in a habit and a pattern of doing that, and it's very hard to get out of that pattern. A lot of this really does, it sounds like it's logistical, and it's not. Some of this has to do with your attitude about how you feel about what it is that you're producing and how you feel versus maybe some of the larger players. You need independence from affiliates. You don't need to do everything because an affiliate tells you to do it. And even an affiliate that has the best of intentions, what you need to do is you need to have something available for them when they're ready, as opposed to taking when you're ready and changing it to when they're ready. Right? Just always have something ready. And the way that you do that is by staying in production mode and having a product launch of your own. If you do that, then you will not only be able to satisfy the affiliates that want to work with you, but you'll also have a measure of independence from them. what that means then, if what you're saying to them, and this is what I mean when I say that this is all about attitude and your approach. Here's what you are saying to yourself. If they don't promote for me today, it's okay. I've got something else coming up. It does wonders for your attitude and for your sanity in this market if you don't have to have someone promoting for you in order for you to consider that, you know, your, you know, what you're producing is going to actually earn, right? You got to be producing independent of affiliates in addition to in concert with affiliates. You work with dependent traffic, but you work with dependent traffic by having traffic of your own. And again, I mean, one of the reasons you do want to work with affiliates is because it's the most efficient way of generating sales for information marketing products or information products. Having affiliates, it is the most efficient way of generating sales. There are a number of people who, and you'll see them now, typically when you see someone and they are, you know, they're promoting or advertising on YouTube, they're willing to pay for advertising. That's great. They typically have a very deep funnel. And they typically have something in their funnel that's pretty high price. And again, it is a business model. But I mean, if you're starting out and you don't have a high ticket product where you're going to be able to get at least one person to make that high ticket sale in order to offset the advertising cost that it's going to take in order for you to get people into your marketing funnel, right? If you don't have that, then paid advertising is going to be a tough slog in order to keep all your low ticket sales covering, you know, your advertising costs. So again, affiliate traffic is efficient. It's a way of being able to bring people who are already interested in your offer to that offer. Now, and so it is one form you have to master. Now, understand when I say master that form of traffic, everyone is different and every market is different. And every product line is different. And so you've got to master where affiliate traffic fits into your way of producing. So however it fits into production mode for you is what you have to master. You don't have to do affiliate marketing the way everyone else does it. You don't have to recruit affiliates the way everyone is recruiting them. What you have to do is make sure that it does contribute to your being profitable, but it doesn't take away from the way you do business. So you can't depend on it for your profitability. And that's difficult for some people to hear. You can't depend on it. You should use it. You should master how it brings buyers into your business, but you cannot depend on it. And so here's one, just a general reason why. Someone could decide not to promote for you and have fully legitimate reasons for not doing so. It may not be personal. It may not be because you're not, let's say, on their level. It could just be they've got something else to do. They just may not have the time to promote your particular offer or your particular offer. They might discover it's not a fit. So you can't depend on that. You can't go into your repeat product launches fully dependent on affiliates in order for the thing to work. You've got to be working some other levers in order to make sure that people are seeing your offers. So again, if you master dependent traffic, you keep control over your business. So you gotta master the traffic so it fits into what you're doing without changing what you're doing. And so you have to be somewhat independent because you will be asked to make changes to your product if you're too dependent on affiliates, because affiliates are saying, well, hey, you know what? I'm going to be bringing you traffic. I need you to do this way. And you may or may not want to do that. And sometimes that's a good thing to do. In other cases, you need to do it. But it really depends on where affiliate traffic falls into what it is you're doing. I mean, if it's a smaller and smaller part, then you've got to make sure you're sticking to your marketing plan for a particular product launch or series of launches or a product snowball. And the way you work around this, the easiest way to work around this is to always have something. So always have something ready so that when you, maybe the affiliates that are available to you in February, they may not be available to you in March, but they might be available again in June. But if you've always got something, if you've got something every month, then you'll be able to catch some of those affiliates at that particular period of time. One of the ways that you do that is by having a launch schedule. And we talked about a little bit of this in another session. Think about having a launch schedule more than having a publishing schedule. And even if you want to call your publishing schedule, really you want to call it your launch schedule. If your business, whether or not your business is information marketing, you should have an information product launch schedule. So even if that's not your business, you should be launching some kind of information product all of the time. Kindle book, information product course, some kind of cheat sheet, something downloadable, some kind of journal. You should always have an information product that you are selling. If you are a consultant or a coach, you should always have some kind of product that people can access. Somebody could come to you and just say, I can't afford your fee right now. Is there something else that I can do? Well, sure, here's something that you can, where you can kind of learn my process. And even, and so you need to be able to say those kinds of things to your customer. And you need to let your customers and affiliates know you're looking for a relationship with their customers. And how do you do that? By having a repeat launch. And in some cases, that affiliate may recommend you, but they may not do all that well for you for a number of different times. It takes them a while to warm up to who you are and what it is you bring to the table. And you need to determine what you're going to release, and you've got to do it on a regular basis, whatever a regular basis and a regular interval for you is. Now, if you're going to launch, let's say, monthly, try to make sure that when you end this product launch, on the heels of that, you're announcing the next one. That's what's important. So weekly, monthly, quarterly, that's not as important as making sure that you have details about whenever it is that you're launching the very next thing. And what this does, it really keeps you from moving launch dates. And you will be asked to move them when you don't have something regular going on. But if you release something every second Saturday of every month, then that's just when you do it. What you're developing is a market expectation. That's what you've got to develop, a market expectation. So it doesn't matter when anybody else is launching something on the very same day you are. There's something in the air that says, well, this person launches every Friday at 7 p.m. So, and that's what happens when you have regular dates. You begin to develop your own presence. Now, let's talk about independent traffic. And these are the little things you and I have to master in order to make sure that we're getting traffic. And you've got to develop. And I've used the word master a couple of times. I don't want to overuse it, but you do have to do these things. And you can never get too big to do these things. And you can never get to be too advanced to do the things I'm about to mention. And you can never get to be too successful to do the things I'm about to tell you. Your email list is independent. You are never too successful to have an email list. You need to have one, and you need to be marketing to that list. You need to be sending that traffic to your offers. The links inside of your member area to other products, that's independent traffic. It depends on nobody else but you. Your social network, and when I use the word social network, I mean your own private social network. You need to have something independent. Do not trust YouTube. They will change on you all the time. And if you haven't seen that happen to people, I promise you, you will. Be careful of relying on your Facebook group. If you haven't seen this happen to people where they get put in Facebook jail or somebody throws away their group or things like that, listen, it happens. Don't depend on it. Be careful of relying on anything that relies on some kind of algorithm to bring you traffic. There's no human being making decisions about whether or not you get traffic on all these social platforms. And again, I'm not saying don't have any of those platforms. I'm saying if you're depending on them, your business is not independent. Your traffic's not independent. And that means then that, you know, your source of income may not be independent. And I will say this also, there's an opportunity cost to studying algorithms. And there are a number of people, they spend a lot of time studying the algorithm, make sure they get it right so they get the traffic, but not too long after that, people make changes. And when you make change, all of that time you spent learning it out, and again, please don't think I'm saying, you know, don't do YouTube or Facebook and don't learn away those algorithms. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying to you is this. You spend all of that time trying to figure out, you need to spend equal time trying to determine the traffic that's independent to your business. Your thank you page is independent traffic. You need to have links to things people can buy that you produce, not affiliate links, from you. That's independent traffic. Your viral application, where people have to share something in order to get something that you have, that's independent traffic. If you don't have a viral app set up, you need to get one set up. Your weekly clicks from your weekly workshop to your offers is independent traffic. You generate that. Keeping people looking forward to your product releases is one of the reasons that you're going to want to have a product snowball. So in other words, if you've always got something going on, then some people have got to keep watching you. And that's one reason to have one. Another reason, so you can stay in production mode. I promise you, you will, if you don't have something else to do before you kick off, before you decide, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to keep my appointment, or I'm not going to have anything to do. Time always swells to fill tasks. If you put off making, setting a launch date, if you put off saying you're going to do a product launch because, you know, maybe, you know, you want to wait until you've got all your ducks in a row, what's going to happen is getting your ducks in a row is always going to fill up all your day and you'll never start. You have to set some dates. You have to put them in stone, and you have to work backwards into production mode. So all of these little things are things you need to have in a system, and as well as your strategic marketing framework. If you have these things systematically in your business, then what's going to happen is you have these little repeat sales that kind of come to you and you don't even know how they happen. But they happen because you have all these things working in a system. You know, you have links that you are emailing your list on a regular basis, right? Some people don't click on links for days and for weeks. And you start to wonder, well, why did I make a sale on this thing and this is months old? That's because someone maybe opened an email that you sent a month ago, but because you send them every day, you still get access to that traffic. How do you plan repeat launches? This is a great question. And you do have to master the principles of what it means to launch in your niche. So a product launch in one niche is not a product launch in another niche. You can't take the principles in anybody else's market to make them into your own. You got to do it. And so once you understand what your market is like, once you understand what the cadence is like, what you need to then start doing is planning them two at a time. And what that means is that whenever you're finishing up one, you're teasing the next one. You should always be talking of the next one that's coming. And you've got to be planting the seed whenever you get a chance to be in front of people. Your weekly workshop, your email list, your videos, your podcast, plant the seed that something else is coming. And if you have another date, that's a good way to do it. The more concrete you make it, so in other words, not just, hey, I'm thinking about this product, I'm thinking about releasing a product on, sewing machines, let's say. If you don't give a date for that, I'm thinking about doing a product launch on sewing machines next month. That's a little better, but it's not great. I'm thinking about doing a launch on sewing machines in the middle of next month. That's a little better, but not good enough. I'm thinking about doing a product launch on sewing machines on the 13th. That's better, right? If you can be even more specific, at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right? Be specific. That's going to stick to your customer's brain, and they're going to have something in there that when it comes to be the 13th or it starts to get close, if they're interested, they may not even fully remember exactly what it is you put in that brain. But you're going to be putting these seeds in their brain, and you're putting them in there all the time, every time you open your mouth, every time you write something. And so you want them to come back because they're interested, right? They're interested in what it is you have to offer. So again, create and set your launch announcements two at a time. And when you do the release of two, then, add another two. right? So that almost puts you at three together, right? What's most important in the information market is your focus. I mean, believe it or not, you know, an announced launch schedule will do more to put you in production mode than organizational schemes and tools. If you will put together a launch schedule, it will organize your effort. It will take out all of the time that you may spend, let's say, goofing off on social media or watching, you know, endless videos. And sometimes these are legitimate purposes, but they don't necessarily contribute to you generating income because you don't have a launch schedule, because you don't know what to cut out of your schedule. Because there's so many good things to pay attention to. You will have at least 10 good things to pay attention to every single day. And because of that, you will focus on those things because they are good. But if you don't have a launch schedule, you don't know when to leave that thing. You don't know when to say no to that thing. You don't know when to say later for that thing. You don't know when to say, okay, I'm just going to table this because I don't have time to do it. If you have a launch schedule, you will know what that, you know, when that is, that you can manage those good things that you see every day in that way. And so you got to obligate yourself and other people. When you obligate yourself, then, you know, you're also going to be obligating affiliates to some degree, right? They're going to be looking at that date. They may not be the one promoting for you, but they're going to look at that date that you have set yourself available to do it. Now, you know, if possible, you want to try to have graphics for your next two projects completed at all times. And then, you know, the same way, you know, try to do two sales letters and write them at the same time. Now, if you outsource, obviously now, if you write the sales letter yourself, you can't outsource. I mean, you can't write two sales letters at the same time, but you can outsource two at the same time. Now, part of your product snowball should be free offers. You need to do that for traffic's sake. You got to produce something that's going to be free to people. And I'm not saying give away everything. I mean, don't give away, you know, each and everything that you have. But this is part of your product snowball, also to produce something that's free for customers. And the goal of doing free products depending on how you do it, is going to be to keep these things so that you're attracting new affiliates, so that you are attracting viral opt-ins. Right. So again, what you're doing is you're keeping this activity going of leads and people who are going to be buying your offers. And you do that by getting new affiliates. And what you can do is you can, you know, set up a funnel so that people can get something free. And see, what that does is some people don't necessarily have a market for what it is you sell, but you know, if you can help an affiliate by giving them something to give away to their people, then what you're doing is you're giving them the opportunity to promote for you. And you're obviously going to have a related offer then as an upsell and an offer for your learning center or your higher ticket product. And then look, try to incorporate the creation and release of free content as if they were your offer. So in other words, stay in production mode. Continue to produce for your product launches, but also factor in on a regular basis, whatever regular is, that you're going to produce something free in order to get new affiliates and to attract people through viral opt-ins. So we have said regular. I've used the word regular. Do a regular product launch. So what does that mean? What pace do you need to keep? And so that's typically the question when, you know, we start talking about a product snowball. What does that mean? Does that mean I got to launch monthly? Does that mean daily? Does it mean weekly? What does that mean? That's exhausting. Here's the question. Everything's going to depend on the market for your product, right? What is the expectation in your market? Whatever that expectation is, do it faster. So if the goal in, you know, because anytime that you decide that you're going to compete as an information marketer, and I don't like to use the word compete, but the fact of the matter is when you get involved in producing help for people and you're going to sell that help, you need to be prolific. You have to have a lot of stuff for people to see and a lot of stuff to people to make decisions about whether or not they're going to buy from you. In some case, you know, being regular with a launch is your visibility. So, you know, people may not know about you, but if you launch on a regular basis, you're doing releases, that's how you get visibility, right? You don't necessarily have to worry about the visibility for that particular product. You've just got to be regular. And so let's say that the expectation, you know, in your market is going to be people launch biweekly, right? Let's say they launch every 2 weeks. Then you might want to consider weekly. And so, you know, if let's say that a monthly Kindle release in your particular neck of the woods, your particular market is what is expected, you might want to pick a time, one time of the year, and you might want to do bi-weekly releases. Again, it's about the increased speed and release time that is your visibility. Now, you know, when I say this, don't sacrifice quality. So don't, you know, don't be in a rush to finish something and not deliver quality. But for most people, what this does is it takes you, you know, it takes you out of the mode of trying to be perfect, trying to make sure everything is just right and making sure that it gets done and released. Now, what we have said earlier about doing a weekly workshop is true about your product launches on a regular basis. If your current one does not work for you, your customers, or your affiliates, you have the attitude that, hey, I've got another one coming. Now, how do you keep that pace, right? So how do you keep moving faster than the market? Now, one way to keep a faster pace is to make sure your product creation is done on a regular basis. Naturally, you're doing a weekly workshop. You're doing regular blog posts. You're doing regular videos. You're doing regular podcasts. And if you're doing this, right, you can repurpose any of those things for either part of the product, whether it is free or it is paid. If you are doing one or some of these things on a regular basis, I hope that you are. I hope you're doing your weekly workshop on a regular basis. Or, right? So I think you should be doing a weekly workshop and one of these other things, blog posts, videos, podcasts, something. And when you can repurpose any of the stuff as part of your paid products or part of your free products. Okay, are there any questions?